We are learning Masechtas Nedarim Daf Chav Ches Amud Beis, and we are beginning on the bottom of Chav Ches Amud Aleph, new Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah. Harei Netiyas Eilu Karbon Im Einu Nexasis. So here Rosh explains, Al Pi the Gemara Amud Beis, we're talking about there's a big storm, and he sees all his saplings, they're blowing away. So he says, these saplings are all a carbon if they don't get chopped down. If they don't get ruined from this hurricane, they're all a carbon. The same thing, he has a big fire going on, big fire raging, and he's scared his talus can get burned. He says, talazu carbon im einis refes. This talus is a carbon im einis refes, doesn't get burned. So halacha is yeshlam pidyon, which means that it's kaddish. It's kaddish and yeshlam pidyon. Well, why is he doing this? He's so sure, so we'll speak everything out, we'll get him more clear once we see the oven base, but basically he's so sure it's to get knocked down, so he said it's a carbon. You know, he said he's so sure hurricanes are going to knock it down, or the house can get burned, he said it's a carbon. If he says, and we'll speak out everything as we go along. Yes, I'm pidyon. Harei netiyas ha'elu carbon achi yiktzu, or talzu carbon achi tizaref. Let's say he says, these netiyas are carbon until it gets chopped down. Or the talus is a carbon, until it gets burnt. The halacha is ein lam pidyon, there is no pidyon. Which we'll see what that means also, and that needs explanation also. So the first thing we have to talk about is, what does it mean that harei netiyas ha'elu carbon? What does that mean that these netiyas are carbon? Does that mean it's a real, what does it mean? It's a carbon, or it says yesh lam pidyon? Does it mean hektish? What does it mean? So the Ran has two pshatim. The Ran says, The pasuk shot would sound like that it has din hektish. When it says carbon, he meant like hektish of Adi Gavayis. Why? Because you see, it has a pidyon. We don't find a darim to have a pidyon. What does it say in the Mishnah Lashon? Yesh lehem pidyon, which means I could be paided. It's kaddish right now, can't be used, but I can be paided. I could redeem it. I could transfer it on something else. So that, what do you find redeeming pidyon? You only find pidyon by hektish. So the first pshat the Ran says yesh lehem carbon means he meant to be makdashit le demay carbon. For the money, I've said wrong. It's the money for carbon. He's makdish le demay carbon, which is kedushas damim, like b'dei gavayis, but not b'dei gavayis exactly, because it's really money that goes to the for carbon. He meant to say le demay carbon. What? The pidyon, if you want to be paid it, you have to be paid it anyway. He says the yeshlam pidyon. Yeshlam means it's kaddish. Yeshlam pidyon means it's kaddish.
Is not
makdish
a specific coin?
The Matias is Makdish. Makdish is the Matias. The Demay, yeah, it's for the money. This Matias will turn into a carbon. How? After we transfer it into money, I'll buy a carbon and that's all I'll do. But it's Kaddish, lit carbon. It has to be used for a carbon. So it's Kaddish. That's why it's easier to understand. It's Badigabai, it's not Badigabai. It means it's Kaddish, Hektish. It has to be used for carbonus. The Demay carbon. That's Ran's first pshat. The Ran says another pshat that it could be it's even a Neder. Neder is not pidyon. So he says, there's a Shita of Rab Meir, who holds that anytime it's a koinim klali, which means he asked this on everyone, then it's just like hektish that has a pidyon. That's Ramey Shita. Ramey holds, if I make something hektish, neder to everyone, I asked my tree to the whole world, the halacha is it has pidyon, because a koinim klali is like hektish. But if you just asked it on a Ruvain, then there's no pidyon. That's what Ramey says. If you aser everyone, then it's like hektish and has pidyon. If you only aser one person, it doesn't have a pidyon. And it brings a raya from the Gemara later on, Daf Lamed Hey, that's mavoy like that. So it's two pshatim, what it means, carbon here. Either means demay carbon, or it means a regular kainim, a regular neder, and yesh lo pidyon is going according to our mayor, who holds that neder has a pidyon. So zok the Gemara. So we still have to explain the sefer, we don't understand that. But first we're going to handle with the ratio. And the ratio says, harein tiyas elu carbon, mein nixasis, or talazu carbon mein nisrepes, yesh lahem pidyon, there is pidyon to it. Freit the Gemara kasha, and the way the Ran's girsa is, velisni kedushas. Let it say, it's kaddish. Why does it say, yesh lahem pidyon? Isn't that a funny language? He's not girsa, for ain kedushas. Just listni kedushas. And for the Gemara, so I can ask me, Akasha, what do you mean? I'll tell you why it says yesh lam pidyon. Because tell you Mari the Gechidish, we just said if you the second shot in the Ran, that what does carbon mean? Kainim. So we want to tell you that kainim has a pidyon. Like, isn't that a big Chiddush? So the Ran answers that it's mashma in the Mishnah that the whole idea that this thing is chal is the Chiddush in the Mishnah, and it's not the place now to tell you the Chiddush of Rav Meir. That yesh lam pidyon. It should first say it's kaddish, and by the way, yesh lam pidyon like Rameyer. It sounds like in the Mishnah there's a chiddush special about this case of imein and ktsasos. Why? Because if you just want to tell you chiddush ramei, you say like this: someone makes something hektish, it's a yeshlam pidyon. What do you say? Whole case. Obviously, we're saying a case here, so that alone is a chiddush. That's a chiddush. Let it say kedushas. Let it say kedushas. So that is the kasha of the Ran. So Ran, that's the kasha of Ran. And the Tarat of Ran is that it's not, Yeshlam Pidyon is not here, the Makkim to say, it's Mashmash the Chiddush, the being Kaddish. So Gemara's kasha is, the list the Kaddusha is, say that's Kaddish. And for the Gemara, I, the way the Mr. Sefer, Ein Lehem Pidyon, Tanam Resh, Yeshlam Pidyon. The Sefer has to say Ein Lehem Pidyon, and we'll see why soon. Because there, for whatever reason, it's Kaddish, it is Kaddish. Just as special as an Ein Lehem Pidyon. We'll see what Pshat that means, Ein Lehem Pidyon. But it's Kaddish. So if it's Kaddish, so you couldn't say any Kedushas in the Sefer. Because what was the Sefer? The Sefer was, it says that it's a big Kaddish until it gets cut down. The Loch is, it's Taka Kaddish, just Ein Lehem Pidyon, we'll see what that means. So there, you couldn't say the word Ein Kaddish, therefore the Reisha says Kedushas. Let's read it inside again. I the Sefer, Ein Lehem Pidyon, Tanan Reisha, Yesh Lehem Pidyon. Now, Hechi Nadar, what was the Nadar exactly? And that was the Gemara's question, that since you are, like, what's this Tanai being toiled in? Lemaisa, the Gemara's kasha basically is that every tree gets knocked down. We don't know. We spoke out the way the Rosh explains the Mishnah, which is a Peter Gemara. We don't know that yet. So the kasha is like this. It's saying that the Tia should be carbon in any niktsasas. Every sapling eventually gets cut down. That's how you use them. These are fruit trees, whatever they are. They're going to cut it down one day. It doesn't last forever. So what does it mean? Ariel to the carbon and of course, it's going to get cut down one day. So it should be. So obviously, it makes no sense. That's what Ran learns. The kash is the main exhausters. It's a house of chal de iser. It's for sure soif and laktitza. That's the Gemara's kasha. And the Ran explains the kasha is only on netiyos, not on talus. Talus doesn't for sure get nesrepes. The kasha is every netiyos. How could it be chal? What do you mean? It's going to get cut down one day. So for the Gemara. So let's read the kasha and talk again. Hech nadar, omar meimar, bo'imer, he says, im ein ektasas hayoyim. He says, if it doesn't get cut down today, it should be a carbon. Vava hayoyim v'lo nektasu, that's why it's a carbon. Frank the Mar kasha, that's the case. Im kein lo mali lemeimar, pshita, what's the chiddush then? Say, if that's the case, what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? He's saying is, he said, if it doesn't get cut down today, it's carbon. Okay, big deal. What's the chiddush? Len tzricha, kegoyin de'ikazika nefisha, there's a huge hurricane. And I bring a riot to it. V'aktar legavitalis. Vitalis is shreif v'kaimei. So Mar says in going to get leika. The same thing. I bring a riot if something's going on because by talis there it's not the shreif v'kaimei. So what's there? What's going on here? There's a leika. Ha'ganami the ika zika. The fish is a big hurricane. V'salka daitach. You would think the masika daitach lemisnaslan. He thinks it's for sure not going to get saved, and therefore he's saying it's a carbon. And maybe it's really like a nidri's ruzim or a nidri's shkagus. Like Taisa says, maybe it's like a nidri's ruzim. I'll read you Taisa says. V'yashlei ma'am v'shamahu teima d'choshev nidri's ruzim she'ein neder ela amin dvarav so'yistastu. He wants to say like this, I guarantee you it's not going to, the hurricane is not going to all trees. Because if it gets saved, I'm making it a carbon. That's what he said. So maybe all it is a nidri's erizim or a nidri's shkagus. That's all it is. So you would think it's not chal. No, that it is chal. So basically, a case like this, I'll really bring a raya from the case of Sreifa, that was the case. That's not a normal thing that a talis gets burnt. There was a fire here, or it was a hurricane, and he says, you know what? If this thing gets saved, it's going to be carbon. Or if this thing does not get burnt, it's going to be a carbon. From this fire, from this hurricane. So what's the chiddush? The chiddush is you would think that the whole neder is only a neder because he thought that's going to get burnt. That's why the Rosh learns that's nidush kagus. He thought it's going to get burnt. It never have been to get saved. So maybe it should be a neder that's chal. Kamash v'lo, and the neder is chal. And that's what the Ran also learns like that, right? The Ran says, kivin demasik adaitei, lemis naslan, legom adaitei carbon. Shilo yedei, shilo yiksu, lo yamek dishon. You want to make it. V'kivin shakein, have a solik adaitei, lo yikadishi. Maybe it's not kaddush. Kamash v'lo, that it is kaddush, even though he thought not, because that's where he dorm shavalev, and lemaisa, he made the neder. So that's the chiddush of the reisha of the mishnah. Like we said before, the chiddush of the reisha of the mishnah is that's kadosh. The only reason he says yesh lam pidyon is only lafuka the sefer, because sefer say ein lam pidyon. We'll see what shall in the sefer soon. But upon him, the reisha is very clear that if someone sees a fire or sees a big hurricane, he says that these things are kadosh. If it doesn't make it through, then If this thing occurs, if it makes it through, if it comes out alive, it's Kaddish. The halacha is, it is Kaddish. And the chiddush is that even though he thought for sure it's not going to come out alive, come out intact, he thought it won't come out intact, still, even though he thought like that, but still, since it did come out intact, the halacha is, it's carbon. And we say the two pshatim of carbon, either like that it means carbon, l'dmei carbon, for the money of carbon, or like our mayor, that we're going, that a kainim klali is shayach to have a pidyon.